Cruise to Hell, Part 2. The family are frantic when they realise their daughter is not on board the Canberra. Father calls eldest son on the ship's satellite phone to explain the situation. Go to Palma to find your sister. We're trapped on the ship for 2 days until it docks in Lisbon. It's the holiday season. Eldest son struggles to find a seat on a plane. Eventually, a friend in the industry wangles one for him. All night, mother walks the ship's deck. The hours drag on. The loneliness of a cruise ship at night, empty decks, pacing alone, feeling afraid, is difficult to describe. In the morning, the officer reports that daughter has been found by P&O staff. The family had begged them to send someone to look for her. She was still in the cafe on the harbour. She's been taken to a clinic for safety. Finally, eldest son arrives in Palma and finds his sister in the clinic. She's in a happy and positive mood, so he takes her out of the clinic and books a room in a hotel. They go for a walk to a cafe where she orders all the desserts on the menu. She just wants to make her brother happy. Later, she gathers up cheap jewellery in a shop and attempts to walk out with it. She says, "Don't worry, P&O will pay." Brother is bewildered. He takes her back to the hotel. Meanwhile, back on Canberra, the captain persuades the family that it would be best for mother to fly out to Palma while father and son stay on board. But in the meantime, eldest son is dealing with problems in Palma and he contacts the ship to say his sister doesn't want to see her mother. She tells him, "I'll run away if she comes here." She only wants to see her precious middle brother. The ship finally docks in Lisbon. It's too late to obtain a new ticket, but middle son is adamant he will manage. At the airport, he has to explain why he is flying with a ticket in his mother's name. Eventually, his pleas and tears win their understanding, and he arrives in Palma. In the hotel room, events take a turn for the worse. Daughter runs out onto the balcony. She's convinced middle brother is in danger. "He's being attacked. He'll be killed," she cries, pointing into the distance at a fight she's seeing. Eldest brother is terrified she will fall off the balcony. He grabs her arm and drags her back into the room. "Let go of me. You're hurting me," she cries. She breaks free and runs out of the room, down the stairs, with eldest brother in pursuit. Thankfully, middle brother has just arrived into the hotel lobby and is greeted by his distressed sister, who throws herself into his arms. A miracle he was there. "Take me away from him. He's hurting me." Eldest brother, distraught, calls parents to explain he too is now rejected, and middle brother is taking her back to the clinic for safety. A night follows that middle brother will never forget. At one point, he goes into the bathroom and finds his sister climbing onto the lavatory cistern to reach a small open window where she points at the stars and says, "Look, there's a bright light beckoning to me." He coaxes her down, spends the night trying to stay awake, intent on keeping her safe. On board Canberra, due to the worsening situation, a decision is made for both parents to go to Palma. However, all flights are booked, so train tickets are arranged. Youngest son is invited to stay on board with a family whose son he has bonded with. He's a pragmatic child, and on hearing this kind offer, he says, "Well, I think that's a good idea. After all, there's nothing I can do to help." Parents set off across Portugal via the Spanish mainland on the train to Palma, a gruelling 10-hour journey as the train breaks down and connections are missed to the island. The arrival of parents is a great relief for eldest son. He's been shaken by the whole event. A kind taxi driver, seeing his distress, has waited with him at the port for hours. A never forgotten act of humanity. As they travel to the clinic, eldest son tells mother they must hide when they get there. Daughter has rejected them both, and the window of her room overlooks the car park. He's afraid of her extreme reaction if she happens to see them. An air ambulance has been arranged to take her back to England. Father and middle son go to the clinic room to join daughter, and the air ambulance crew, a nurse and a doctor. They sedate her to enable them to transport her safely. From the open window, her scream echoes around the brick walls of the car park. Mother and eldest son shudder. They hold each other, crouching behind a bush.